Starting the Tess of an Aleph in Rashi. Me'emer Shmuel Hachi. So, the more said, Shmuel says, the Lachos like Rebbech and the Sandler, which says in the Mishnah that it's chulin, it doesn't become hektish, which Pasha, the reason it doesn't become hektish is because you can't be maktish Dabar Shlomo L'Olam. So it means, B'Hamar Shmuel Yel, B'Moyser Lacher Misa Pliki, V'Lo Amar Rebbech and the Sandler chulin. So Shmuel, so we have a Rebbech and the Sandler saying it's chulin. Mal Bish the Hashta Didehu, Almo time of the Birchim Mishim Dabar Shabbat Oilam Hu Shadayin Loi Mesa. So the issue is because it's not here yet, because she hasn't died yet. The Bein Loi Rishus Ben Moser, he has no rights to the Moser Hol Bein Loi Malo Mal Kesef, since he's not paying her the money which would allow him to get the rights to the Moser. So the issue is he's only going to get it in the future. V'Amar Shmuel Halacha. And the Shmuel says Allah like a brick of a sandal, which means Shmuel holds you cannot be Makdish Dabar Shabbat Oilam. But Vatanan, so what's the problem? We have the Mishnah says Karam Shani Oysa Laficha, Ma Shani Oysa Ye Karam Laficha. So the woman is saying that which I produce should be ushered to you, to the husband. You should have a din like hektish that you, the husband, can't have any benefit from it. So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah says that Tanakhama says ain't a tzarich l'hafer. That there's the husband has no need to be made for the neder. Shein b'kerach l'hakdisha. She has no right to be makdish it. He shaloi because it belongs to the husband. Shehu shaloi belongs to the husband. Shabbat Kiva says, no, you should be made for. Shemat Tadifalov, Yosimi Masha Poskalai Chachavim. She might make more than the Chamim were Machayver to make, which is Mishkol Chamish Shloim. The weight of five Shloim. The mercy is Eno Shloim. That amount it does not belong to the husband. Shabbat Hakish, the woman can be Makdish it. And it will come Hazit to the husband to be benefit from. So it's worthwhile for the husband to be mefer. Rabbi Chaimanuri said, even not just the hadafa is a problem, but the main maisidayim is a problem, and he should be mefer. Because
what?
Shema yigrashenu.
The main maisidayim is a problem, and
he should be mefer. Shema yigrashenu. They had neder chal. If he divorces her, then that will be chal. She no longer has a shiba to him. And once it takes effect, because her maisi daim rasa to him, can't marry her, because if we have shalom lizoyer, it's impossible to be careful. Shalom titzko, and she shouldn't grind something, but tefah, she shouldn't bake something. Everything the woman does, so there's no way he can. If he ever divorces her, they'll become a sir and he can't remarry her. So he should be made for now, against that, hedging against that possibility in the future. Okay, and Vamer Shmuel Halacha. Shmuel says, Allah is like Rebbech HaMenuri. Alma, l'cheshe yigrashenu, chala neder. So we see that when he, right now the neder can't take effect. It will take effect when he divorces her. Now, a neder takes effect by taking, being chala on what's going to be produced. Alma other makdish dabar shela brother oilam shadayim lagirsha. So he has not divorced her yet, and she's able to make a hektish, make a chalois iser on that which is going to be produced in the future. So we have Shmuel saying that a person could be makdish dabar shela brother oilam. And over here we have Shmuel saying, like in the Mishnah, like Rabbi Yochanan Sadler, that's chulin, that you cannot be makdish dabar shel b'laylam. So the Mora said, ki kamer Shmuel alocha k'Rabbi Yochanan Nuri is lahadofa. Kamer, halacha the yofer, yes, you should be made for, like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, but v'lav mitamei, not for the same reason that he says. The issue is the ikar masiyadayim, and that's only in the future. That Shmuel says is not a concern because it's not here yet. The Shmuel mishum hadafa, the concern is not the future. Take a tissue to me. Use the tissue. Shmuel b'shem hadafa shem etadiv al roy, because we're afraid that right now she might create more. Who damar yafer? That's why Shmuel says he'd be mefer. Okay. So Gemara says Zakrashi. Now Rashi, that's the Gemara. Zakrashi. Now really, Rashi is not commenting on the Gemara. But hashadami habi matzal lakshuye. Right, immediately the Gemara could ask the question: Soif lebar la'olam. That which you're being makdish is the work that she's going to do tomorrow morning, right? Which hasn't been done yet. It's not been done. Actually, the Mora asks a different question instead. So the Mora says, that's an answer to the question. The Mora says, yeah, but it doesn't answer the question because, like, saying aloha like a rechabanuri because of the hadafa, say aloha like a rebekiva, say aloha like a aloha katanakam, adamur in tarkla hofer, aloyafer. So there's other ways of saying that, but it's nothing to do with Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. So why are we tying it into Rabbi Yochanan Nuri? Okay, so that's what we're holding in the Gemara. So we're trying to answer this stira in Shmuel. We have Shmuel saying Allah like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. We have Shmuel saying Allah like Rabbi Yochanan Nassandra. Ella Omer Rabbi Yochanan, not the Gemara. But a little more than halfway down the page. Ella, the last word on the line. Ella. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Konamis Kamarta, you're talking about a Konam, which is a netter. And a netter is interesting then. So a netter, a shua is made on an action. A person says, I will do something, I won't do something. I will eat, I won't eat. It's going on the person himself. A netter takes effect on the item. But what's interesting about a netter is that, so I'm going to make an isser on an item that's also to me. But Lachara, we would believe for a moment to say that it only makes sense that it should be items which belong to me. I can say that this item which belongs to me is also to me. But the law is shine economus mitash adam oyster peris chavera alav automatic tavar shabal oylam, that the power of making a netter works. You can make a netter on somebody else's item. It takes, there's going to now be a status of iser on the item. Now, you don't own the item. So if it's the regular dinim of being makdish something, being hektish, I can't make somebody else's item hektish. I can't put, I say, I'm being makdish your shirt. I can't be makdish your shirt. I have no bialis to be makdish your shirt. But I do have the kayak through in the parts of Nadorim to make somebody else's item usher. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef says, taking it a step further, so the same way I have a problem with something which is Einab Rishusi, and Kanim overrides that, so similarly something which is Einab Olam, Kanim can override that. It'll take effect when it comes to the world. So the fact that Shmuel says, so I'm just talking about being makdish something, actual hektish, and you can't be makdish ever shabaloilim. But and then so Shmuel says, like a berachah, and our mission like a berachah nasan. over there, we're talking about making a kainam, making a netter, and that, Shmuel says, like Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, yes, it will take effect on that which will come in the future. Amalei Abai. Abai doesn't like that answer. Bishlam Adam Oyser Peris Chameroi Olam. Shekhen Adam Oyser Peris Al Chameroi. But yes, the Dabra Shalom Al Oyser Al Chameroi. Shekhen Adam Oyser Peris Chameroi Al Chameroi. There's a limit to how far you take this idea. I can make that an item usher on me, even though I don't own it. I can make my item usher on somebody else, even though it's on another person, but it's my item. I can't make Reuben's item a matter on Shimon. So I'm making so much as not here in the world usher on her husband. So here I'm making the netter on the husband's something which is Ein Rishusi. It's not in the world yet. So I'm making, I am making Reuven's item also on Shimon. I'm not Reuven or Shimon. I have no power to do that. Okay. So Abai doesn't like Rabbi Yosef's teretz. Ella, so we're left with this problem over here of if Shmuel is saying, see if you all, you can match this. Since when it comes to the world, it will belong to her. She can be match, but then you're getting involved in the and make it. She has an ownership on it. It'll take effect on the husband. But if you're going with this new special look of the exception of Kenomis, you don't have such a power. So we're left with the stira. And over here, we're saying you can be match. Ella Amar Rav Huna Breitz of Yeshua. By Meris Yikdusha Yodai Loiseyim. She's not being makdish the what she's going to produce. She's putting a status of hektish on her hands that they should be kaddish loiseyim to the one who created them. A kaddish baruch hu. The Yodaim Isnoba Olam. Okay, so that the hands are here. So she's not saying it should be Kaddish, since the concept of a netter works along the lines of Hektish. So she's saying that it'll get the Kedusha, not a full-fledged Kedusha that belongs to the Beis Hamikdash, but a Kedusha that it'll be ushered to the husband. Morris says, one second, Chika Amra Hachi Mi Makdisha. If she does it, does it work? It's but the husband has the owner the rights of the action of the hands. It doesn't belong to her, it belongs to the husband. So how could she be makdish that? So more answers the Umra Lachima Garsha. She says, again, we're going in the Rebbe ben Nuri, which says that the concern is when he divorces her, she says that my hands, when I get divorced, will be kaddish vis-a-vis the ma'aseh lo'aseihem to be also on that what it produces will be also on the husband.
Can you be makdish the actions of an animal when used in plowing, but no other activities of the animal?
Can you be makdish the animals? Again, you can't be makdish an action. You're being makdish an item. Hektish or netter, we're talking netter over here, really. And netter is only chal on an item. What you do is you're saying that you want to say that the kedusha on the item is vis-a-vis a specific thing. So in general, by an animal, we say no. Okay, netter probably could be yes. By netter, probably would be yes. By hektish, you can't do that. By netter, you can do that. But by the general concept of being makdish your hands is probably can't be makdish. Person can't make his body holy. That's not part. The power of hektish doesn't apply to that extent. But the guy with the dinam netter, I can put a dinam netter on myself. Yeah. The Morris says. The Gemara says, we're back to our problem. Okay, is there such a thing? Dilo hashal lekadosh lekamei kadosh. If you can't make it hekdesh now, how are you able to make it hekdesh later? So that's the Gemara. I'm not sure who's asking the question, but Amr Rebbe Eloy, so Rebbe Eloy responded to the question. Alam alo, why not? For example. Ilu ha'arm lechamer sadazu shani merchel lecha. Lekeshakana mimcha tikush. Mila kodsha. So Reuben has a field, and he's in the process, but he's about to sell it to Shimon. So right now he has bialus on the field. So he says, I want to be makdishit that I. If I repurchase it from you, it'll be Kurdish then. So I want to be makdishit. If Reuben goes over to Shimon and says, Shimon, I want to buy your field. I want to be makdishit now, but I buy your field. So Reuben doesn't have a bialus in the field. To be makdish, that field's not his. That's the Shabaloylam. He's saying, when it'll come into my possession, which so that's when my power over it takes effect. I'm making a kedusha to take effect in that moment in the future when I buy it. It's not here yet. That's like the case before of that he's being mekadosh a woman when he becomes a ger. That's not here yet. But over here he owns the field. He's saying right now I own the field. I have bialus in the field, and I want to put a kedusha on the field for the time in the future when I repurchase it from you. I'm selling it to you. So it's putting the kedusha to take effect then. So the same thing over here. The woman has the yadayim, and she's saying, when the yadayim will come back into my possession, I'm being makdish them. So Maskil Rabbi Yirmi says, it's not a good comparison. Even if you'll accept what you just said, that is true, midami, but that's not comparable to the case over here of the yadayim, doesn't work. Kahosim b'yadol hakdisha. In the case what you just gave, he can be makdish right now. He said, you know what, I don't want to be makdish now. I want to be makdish in the future, which, yes, the future will take some steps to get it back to that point in the future, but I have the power to be makdish right now. But over here, right, she has no power to be makdish right now because it belongs to the husband. She's saying, yeah, but when she gets it back from the husband, she'll be makdish. But she has no way to get it back from the husband. And right now she has no power to be makdish. Holodami, this is more comparable. El Oimer the Chaberoi, son of Zusha Shemacharti Lucha, the Keshachemim Kot, Tikadish, the Lakotra. So it's Reuben already sold the field to Shimon. Says, you know, Shimon, I'm planning to buy back from you. When I buy back, we makdish it. Yeah, that's very nice. I owned it once upon a time. But who cares? But right now, I don't own it. So I'm being makdish. What will be when I buy something? So that's Dabar Shabbat Olam. So we're back to square one. You're saying Dabar Shabbat Olam works. And Shmuel said before, Dabar Shabbat Olam doesn't work. Okay. So on that question that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked on Rabbi Law's teretz, so Rabbi Law gave the teretz, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the question on it. So Masal Rabbi Papa asked the question on Rabbi Yirmiyah's question. In other words, he wants to come along and be mamid to support Rabbi Law's teretz. I don't see what your question is. Midami, this is what you're making a comparison between the Yadayim and the field which is sold. That's an incorrect comparison. Why? Midami, hosam gufa operis biyadu delakeach. Hacha gufa biyaduhu. In the scenario you just gave, Reuben sold the field to Shimon. It's Shimon's field. Reuben has not retained any bialus over the field. So then he's saying, yeah, when I buy the field from Shimon, so right now it's not his anymore. But over here, it's her body. The schus of the parents belongs to the husband. Hol Adam, if you want to compare it to anything, this is what you should compare it to. Lorem L'chaber Roy. Sarazu Shemashkanti L'cho. I gave this field to you as a mashkin, which you have all the rights of all the parents right now. So I'm saying, when I'm able to redeem the field back from you, and so then I wanted to, the hechter should be chal. Okay. So Masler, so that was Rav Papa's response to Rav Yirmiyah's question on Rabbi Law's terrors. Zakdemor, Maskel Rav Shisha Bered Ravidi. So Rav Shisha Bered Ravidi asked the question on Rav Papa's answer to Rav Yirmiyah's question on Rabbi Law's terrors. Midami, no, that's not a good comparison. You're comparing the hands to the case of the soda, which you gave as a mashkin. He has ability to redeem the field. Give the money, you get the field back. And the person cannot hold back from that. So this shibud, which she gives, is over to the husband on her yadayim, which prevents the hektish from taking effect right now. She has no way to stop that. So even though she owns the goof, she has no way to retrieve the payers. But the case of the sada, which is a mashkin, it's beyond the loiva to retrieve the payers. So he can be makdish the field for the payers as well. Ella, what you should compare this to is Ella Lormer the Chavera is Sada Zusha Mashkanti L'chol the Eser Shonim. If you want to make the comparison, which now Rashi's reading is saying, I'll live with the comparison, but the comparison has to be reset. So he's going to accept Rapapa's terence, but he's saying you said it wrong. Sada Zusha Mashkanti L'chol the Eser Shonim. And during the 10 years, I may not take it back. But that case will be chal. But it's right now, I'm powerless to get it. So Maslow Rav Ashi says, no. Your question is a good question, but your answer is not a good answer. I'm powerless to redeem it during 10 years, but I have full power to redeem it after 10 years. She has no power. The issue of Gerishin is totally out of her hands. So she has no power to be makdish. It's something which she has no power to do. Over here, I have a power to be makdish. It'll take effect after 10 years, because then I have full power. So since I own the goof now, and I have a way to retrieve the payers in 10 years from now, so I can be makdish the payers when I retrieve it. But over here, she has no way, she has no bias over the Maisi Adayim at all. It's given over to the husband. Totally in his power to decide what to do with it.
Based on the question, I mean, it's the third time he's given this answer. It seems, based on the answer, it seems like pretty much it's the same answer that was given. What was the Havim in the Kasha? It seems like such an obvious. They're just extending it more, but there's always that standard, that one line that she still doesn't have the ability to Kasha.
Let's go back a step. So the Gemara asked Mikamidi, whoever this is asking the Gemara, Mikamidi, can you be makdish something which you cannot be makdish now? Can you be makdish? You can be makdish in the future. Right? So Rav Lo said, I don't see a problem with that. That's the case of the fields. So Rabbi Law holds. Rabbi Law is asking us a question, but he's really saying an answer, right? He's saying, Rabbi Huna Rabbi Yeshua said that she's being makdish yodai loseim, which they're here. the more challenged that answer, Rabbi Law saying, in a question form, I don't see what your problem is. What, you can't do this? Of course you can do this. Therefore, the answer she can be marked is, you're dying to say. That's Rabbi Law. So Rabbi Law, he says it as a question. Why not? You know? Okay. Comes to Rimi and says, I don't know what he means. Rimi is asking a question, Rabbi Law's terrors. That it's not beyond the garish. So what's this compared to? The field which I was moicher. So Papa says that's not a good compare. Papa asks a question, and Rabbi Yirmiyah's question, and the Rabbi Law's terrorist is correct. That you're asking from a case of a field which is totally sold. That you can't do, but over here, she still owns the Yadayim. Okay. So that's. So she still owns the Yadayim, which means Rabbi Law is right. She can be makdish the hands for when she's divorced. On that, Rav Shisha Brei Dravidi asked the question, which means Rapapa is wrong and Rabbi Law is wrong and Rabbi is right. That over there, the person has the ability to redeem. Over here, even though she owns the goof, but since she's being makdish the produce, her hands vis-a-vis what they're going to produce. So you're discussing the payers are not in her rishus. The payers are not in her rishus, right? So she can't be makdish them. The case of the mashkin, the payers are not in her rishus, in the loyver's rishus, but he has the power to be paid. Right? So he said, I'm agreeing with your idea, but you have to rephrase it. The case was, there was a time when you cannot be makdish, you cannot retrieve it. So since it was irretrievable for that period of time, and you want to be makdish during that period of time, and you know what, it works. So what? So it means I'm agreeing with your idea, Rapapa, that Rabbi Law is right, but you didn't say it right. Comes Rashi says, no. You touched on a good point, and Rapapa is wrong. Right? In other words, so Rapapa introduced the difference between the cases of 14, the difference that over here she does own the goof, as opposed to, in Rabbi Yirmiyah's question, the person owned nothing. And that's why Rabbi Law said you can be makdish it now for the future. But since it's not Beyodu Lagarsha, Lagarsha Zatzma, so it's payers which are irretrievable. That, I think Rabbi Yirmiyah is right, Rashi is saying that you cannot be makdish that. So each one's adding like a new layer of a thought process. So we're left right now that we have a steer in Shmuel. The answer that she's saying, she's Imakdash Yadayim Loseyim, doesn't seem to be a good answer because she has no way to retrieve that. It's Meshubah to the husband. And she's being Makdash it for the future. Not for that. Well, right now she has no ability to do that. Ella Maravashi. Kanamas Kamarta. So you're asking from the din of Kanamas. So, and you're talking about can she be makdish? Her yadayim to take effect when she becomes divorced. Okay. Shari Kanamis, the conditions are goofy. So, what was the question? That the Yadayim, we're sticking with the Pshat, she's being marked as Yadayim Loiseyim. What's the problem? It's Meshubah to the husband. So, when we have a fight between the Kedushas Kainam and the Shibut of the Baal, who wins? That's the question. Zakhtar Ravashi. Shari Kanamis, the Kedushas Aguf Ninu, Kanamis work with a borrowed concept from the din of concept of Korban. It puts a Kedushas Aguf on the item. So now this item, which is Meshubah to the husband, is Kaddish. So he can't use it. Domer Rabba, Hekdish Chamas Veshikr, Mafkim Edei Shibun. So when you're marked as something, when you have a shibud on something, Reuben has a shibud on an item of Shimon's, And Shimon is makdish the item. So he said, well, it's already, you're makdish, but the Reuben has a shibud on it. I don't care. Hektish, because it's kedusha is a goof. So the goof becomes kedush. The shibud is the right to get it, but you can't get it. It's kedush. The item becomes kedush. So the person designates the chametz as the payments for the achayv, and now Pesach comes. So the iser of bialis of chametz, and the iser of eating chametz, is kal on the chametz, and that's mafkia the shibud. You have no skus on it anymore. It's dabar chametz dasa b'hanoa. So it becomes the chaloyt chometz will be mafkia the shibud. Person designates his evidence in an apoytiki. Reuben lends Shimon money, and Shimon designates his evid as the payment. Then Shimon's shach with the evid. Well, yeah, but I had the sluice of the shibud on the evid. It's very nice, but it's not. It's the whole thing is it's not yours anymore. It's not mine anymore. Yours anymore to discuss shibud. So similarly, if you designate an item as the payment for a chayiv, and then you're makdish the item, it's chal. So the husband shibud becomes ineffective in place of in the face of the hektish, the kedushas aguf on the item. So a netter, which works through the concept of a netter, is that you transfer the same, you borrow from the kedusha of a korban to put onto the item to make it osur. So it works based on the lines of kedushas aguf of hektish. Okay, so it works. Morris says, 1 second. So the kernel will work and override the shibud of the husband. So says, okay, fine. So why are we saying that we're worried about it? If he divorces, there will be a problem. It's a problem right now. The Morris says, Almur Rabbanan the Shibud de Baal, Kechadul Tiktur Shmei Hashto. So the Chumim came along and said that it's not a shibud in the sense of that he has a schus to get something. Reuben lent Shimon money, and Reuben has a shibud, which is a schus to get the item of Shimon, and they designate the item. So he doesn't have full ownership yet. So Shimon still has ownership. So oh, good. Shimon has ownership. Shimon can be makdish it. Then Mela, Reuben loses it. If Reuben buys the item from Shimon, Reuben bought it. Well, Shimon says, I'm makdish it. It's not yours anymore. Reuben bought it. So we look at the schus of the husband. The chachamim came along and gave the husband's schus in the item, not as a shibud, but as a lokeach. So if he's a lokeach, so he's going to she can't be makdish it. But so the chachamim walked a fine line. And they said, since me to Raisa, it belongs to her. And the hektish can be chal. So when she says it should be chal, vis-a-vis when she's divorced, since she really has the power to be makdish it now, and the husband's schus will end at that point in the future. So it's up to the husband to decide if that'll ever happen. When it happens, it is a time-limited ownership. So then her schus and her power on it is effective as if she had it the whole time. So it will take effect when he divorces her, because it really was hers. Horayah, the husband's schus is lost. So, but Talzman, he has the schus, it functions like a lekeach, that she cannot be mafkia his schus in it. Once he loses the schus, so retroactively it functions as if he only was a schus. It's only a schus. So then she can be makdish. Okay, so they walked a fine line to do that over here. Okay. So Tosfos says that Tosfos over here is a kasha. So every Baal Chayv, there's like I let borrow. I just make a kainim on it. right? And you make a karnim vis-a-vis, the worst case, she didn't make a karnim also to her, she made a karnim also to the husband. So Reuben and Shimon money, and they designate, you know, the car as payment, and Shimon says, I'm making a karnim, and my car is also to Reuben. Ois, payment. And they made a partiki, that's the only thing they get the right to collect from. You know, so I really want the car, so fine, okay, we'll make up, the only thing you collect from is the car. He's mafkir a car, and the Shimon laughs all the way to the bank. Right? So it says that the same way Chazal were strengthens the shibud of the Baal in this sentence, you know, they strengthen the shibud of the Malva in that situation, you cannot be mafkir al yerikar. Now, Tosis brings in a Gemara in Yavamis. We had this Gemara, Hetesh Chomes Rishikr Mafkil and Deshibud. We had it back in Yavamis. We had it twice in Yavamis, if you remember. One of the cases over there was that there was the payment was a garment. They took the garment and they put it on the mace. Once you put something on the mace, it becomes also to use the mace. So that was Mafkil the Shibud. Which the Hakim Mafkil the Shibud is Meshubud. Hektish comes to shibud, mafkim they shibud. So it looked like hektish. But now you're telling me that you're being malam the schus of the malva that you can't be makdish. So it says no. Vis-a-vis kainim, which would be potentially a common problem, they strengthened the shibud. Vis-a-vis regular hektish, they didn't. So if the loiva would want to come along and say, you know, Thomas Nafish implished him, you know, I'm a makdish at mamish hektish. And neither you or I will get any benefit out of it. That would not work. But you know, the motivation for the lawyer to do that is less. The motivation to make a cut on the malva and then him keep it is much more. So similarly, when you put it on the mace, that's diamond to being makdishet legamri. So that Chazal did not strengthen the shibud.
So if a person makes a kohanim on the actual item, I mean, the other person can't get, he can't get hung up, but it's still, I guess the point is it still a chov? Is it still, has the shibud on it in the sense where the other person just can't use it? Still, if I'm going to give you a car as a payment, even though I can't use it because you're appointing it to me, on me, am I the baal chov? Am I not the baal chov, the person who borrowed it? Am I allowed to use that item?
Shibud doesn't take away. Shimon designates the car as a sheep as being the appointed key for the payment to Reuven. So when the loan is due, he's going to collect the car. Meanwhile, Shimon's car. Before the loan is due, Shimon makes it a card amount to Reuven. So Reuven comes out the car. Says, I'm sorry, Reuven, it's also in you, because I made a card amount on it. So Reuven can't collect it. So Shimon says, okay, fine, so it's mine. Shimon still owes him the money, right? But that's a shibud aguf issue. So there's something called if you make an arrangement on a partiki mafurish, which means that Reuven lends Shimon money and says that he's only going to collect from this specific item, which means if that item is destroyed or something happens to it, Reuven is forewent all rights to collect the chayv. So he could do that. You know, that's equivalent to I'm incorporated a certain amount of items in my business, and you lend money to me for the business, you can only collect from those items. If those items are destroyed, you have nothing to collect from.
It's like a mortgage, right?
What?
It's like a mortgage. The house is the collateral. But the house is destroyed, you can't go after other property.
Right. Okay. Right. So we designated basically that's even though it's a personal chayv, but they designated this is the only source of payments. So if you make that item into a kainum, so the malba has no recourse. So that would be the scenario. But particularly beforeish, then the malba has no recourse. So he says no. The chazal were prevented that. Okay. Yeah.
So that's during her lifetime, after she dies. If she doesn't request her ketubah, the heirs are still required to provide mazonot for her. Yes.
Correct.
Do they get the masei adayim? What happens to masei adayim?
So, yes and no. We'll see later on. The Mikra, then they don't. Because it's a schus, it's a Sheba. Her schus is only on the husband's property, not on the. They have no personal chiyuv to give her mezonos. Her schus is against the husband's property. So, if the husband's property would be left over no property, so they have no, she has no schus to get mezonos. So, visiting the husband's property, that we can't say the argument of, you know, the argument was Eva. Right? The lady had no intrinsic right to the husband's property, you know, more than she did at some point in time. So they can't say, well, we're not going to want to, you know, provide you the mezonos unless you give them Ma'aseh Yadayim. Like, they're not really providing her the mezonos. The husband's estate isn't providing it. But that being said, the more it talks about there is the potential of Eva. So, see you later on. Okay. So, Rashi, Elam Rabbi Yosef. You know, we'll deal with it later on. There's a parak called Almana Nizonis. That's the name of the parak.
Sounds like there's what to talk about.
Elam Rabbi Yosef, Loilam Halacha, the Umitamekom. He's passing like Yerbechim and Nuri, and based on Yerbechim and Nuri's reasoning, Mishum Hashem Yagershen. So, what's the problem? So, you're telling me that you can make Chalois for the future. But he says, that you cannot be makdish that which is going to be in the future. It's a hektish, it's only hektish for one individual. Said in a lashon of a kainim, which means it's using Kedusha's korban. Since kainim can take effect, but Malkum Shane Stam Hektish Typhus, where regular Hektish cannot take effect, for example, Shalom Oyster Paris Kamera Olov, Ruben can make Shimon's Paris Osir in him. Where Makarnam Paris Ploini Olai, he says, the Paris of so and so are also to me like a corporate. And it gets a Kedushas Haguf on the Paris that when Ruben would use those Paris now, Ruben be over the Isser. So it's going to be take. There's going to be a chalois kedusha on Shimon's Paris. How can we make a chalois kedusha on Shimon's Paris? He doesn't own them. I cannot be marked to Shimon's Paris. Regular hektish, you cannot be marked to Zavar Shena Shaloi. But by kainim you could. By neder you could. So therefore, Rav Yosef says, Hilcha Adam Oyser Love Nami Davar Shalom Aloyla. So similarly. The same way I can make it the Kedushas Kainam and something which is not mine, I can make Kedushas Kainam something which is not here. It's the same thing. Amasizim ben Makdish, Hektish, Gomerari. The Mishnah, we were talking about a case before where he's making full bona fide Hektish. Same way you cannot be Makdish something which is not yours, you cannot be Makdish something which is not here. That's not as easy to take effect like a kainim, I mean, that needs the item to be in the ba'olam. So Shmuel says, it's not ba'olam, it's not chal. Amale Abaya. So Abaya says to Rabbi Yosef, Umar Raya, what are you comparing, what are you proving from Paris Chavera law of Lakan? The fact that Reuven can make Shimon's Paris usher in him is allowing over here that she can make a kainim and something in the future. It's not a good comparison. Over there, Shehein Paris Chavera Al Chaveroi. This case is more like I want to come along, Ruben wants to come along, so I want to put a kainim on Shimon's Paris on Levi. That Ruben can't do. Because the Akshav of Him Shabbatis Lord, I see a doubt. Right now, the Ma'aseh Yadayim don't belong to her. She cannot put a kainim on it. But when it's in the future, it'll become hers, it'll be chal. So it's only in the future when there's a gerishin. And that malacha is not here yet. The schus comes back to her to have the Ma'aseh Yadayim. Reuven can make Shimon's Peres Asur on himself and Reuven. So the same way I can make my Peres Asur on me, I can make your Peres Asur on me. But over here, I can't make your Peres Asur on somebody else. So she's saying, I want to make take someone which is not here, it's like it's not mine, be Asur on my husband. So she's been answering something which is not hers onto somebody else. Yes, but to me, so that's not going to work. Therefore, we're left with there's nothing here which is hers, not the malacha. It doesn't exist yet. And the ownership, it doesn't exist. It's not hers, it's the husband's. Shekain ain adam, shemimakim shabas, bosa, the example that you're giving, enotayachol lilmed iser, shriaf bekadim ain oisu peris chaveri, al chaveri, lomer kadim perisecha alecha. Reuben says to Shimon, I want to ask her your peris on you, Shimon. I can't do that either. I can't make an osur on Levi, I can't make an osur on Shimon. I can make an osur on me. That much I can do. Okay, so it's all to hear in Rashi.